We're with Rob Elvey from Theme Park Review out of Orlando, Florida, and you're obviously excited about this ride. You came all the way up from Florida. You've taken the ride at least once? How many times?
Oh, yeah, probably about a half a dozen times, and it's just, it's completely out of control. I mean, it's wild. I mean, it's there's other rides where, you know, parks have taken a pre-existing, you know, wooden roller coaster structure and reimagined it with steel, but nothing like this. I mean, it is absolutely out of control. There's elements on the ride that you just don't expect, and just kind of, as you ride through it, you sort of think, how is this even possible? Like, you know, what your body does and what the train maneuvers through feels like it shouldn't even be technically possible to do. It's mind-blowing.
What is your favorite thing about this ride that you just experienced?
I just think the fact that it's relentless. I mean, it is from start to finish. There's not a point in which you really have a time to catch your breath. But it's not so completely insane that you sort of stop and you think like, oh my God, that was too much. I mean, seriously, we just rode the very back seat and we were laughing the entire way around. It was just so much fun. And I think that's the whole spirit about roller coasters in general. Yes, they're insanely thrilling and sort of scary, but at the end of the day, it really is a controlled, out of control environment, and that's what makes it so much fun.
Is there any design in this that is totally new that you were taken aback by to say, I've never seen this before?
There are twists and turns on this ride that I have not seen on any other coaster. I mean, things where you think the train's going to go one direction, but then it quickly changes of direction and does something else. And I think that's what's just so much fun about this coaster is like there's moments on it, especially that ending sort of that ending lasts like, you know, 10 or 15 seconds where you're constantly out of your seat. In fact, you were probably out of your seat more than you're in your seat. And that is just something you don't find on a lot of modern roller coasters.
Being the enthusiast that you are, how many roller coasters have you ridden in your lifetime?
You know what? I stopped counting at 1,500. I've probably been on, you know, maybe 1,800 to 2,000. But at one point in my life, I just was like, you know, I'm not going to count and it's going to be quality over quantity and we're just going to ride to have fun. And Steel Vengeance absolutely fits that bill.
This, as most people know, is the former Mean Streak and part of it and now has been gone into to Steel Vengeance. The Mean Streak was known, at least around here, for being a very rough ride.
Correct.
And that certainly has changed from what I understand.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, they basically took a ride that I think was sort of nearing the end of its life cycle. Certainly wasn't as popular as it was when it had first opened, and now it is completely smooth. I mean, it is butter smooth. I mean, and that's what makes it so enjoyable. Mean Streak was something, it was, as the name implies, mean. It was, you need to hold on because you might need a chiropractor by the end of it. This ride is so smooth, like you literally just throw your hands up in the air. I was screaming like a little girl, just having the time of my life. I mean, it was so much fun.
We appreciate, out of curiosity, now Theme Park Review is distributed on, is it an online edition?
It's online, so we're on almost every social at Theme Park Review. We're at themeparkreview.com, and our site's actually been around since 1996, so we were, I think, the very first theme park fan site out there, so.
I'm sure, like a parent, there are no favorites, but where does this roller coaster rank?
It ranks right up there with the best in the world. I mean, I always find it really hard to choose one favorite, but I will tell you that this will be a ride that a lot of people say this is number one steel, number one hybrid, number one in the world, and it ranks right up there for me also.
We appreciate it. Thank you so much for taking your time out.
Very welcome. Thank you.
Thanks.
Now, will that interview go online?